All right, this is pre-hearing conference in file number CF314346. My name is Sue Tanner. I'm the hearing examiner for the city. And let's go around the table and find out who is here representing whom. So starting to my right.
I'm Abigail DeWeese with Hillis Clark Martin and Peterson, legal counsel for the applicant, the University of Washington.
Good morning. I'm Amit Ranaday, also with the firm of Hillis Clark Martin and Peterson, counsel for the university.
Spell your name for me again.
Sure. A-M-I-T, last name's R-A-N-A-D-E.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure.
Teresa Doherty with University of Washington, Senior Project Director for the Campus Master Plan.
Okay.
Maureen Sheehan, City of Seattle Department of Neighborhoods with the City University Community Advisory Committee, CUCAC.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl Waldman, Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections.
Okay. Let me ask a question first of all. I have, of course, Ordinance 121688. Have there been any amendments to it since the last master plan?
No, that is the most updated ordinance that shows the City University Agreement as amended in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And that it hasn't been amended since.
All right. let's see. The applicant's the one who asked for the pre-hearing conference initially, so why don't I find out from you what it is that you want to accomplish?
We thought we'd work out a schedule of pre-hearing matters. There's a lot of material here to cover, so try to get a handle on it. we were going to propose an exchange of witnesses, witness lists, and exhibit lists, see if we can agree on some exhibits ahead of time to streamline the hearing process. And then we had a couple of issues to raise in terms of the hearing itself. The president of the university is going to testify, but she's obviously got a very tight schedule, so we wanted to try to get that out on the table early to fit within her schedule. And then we have a couple of technology issues to raise as well. Just before you walked in, we handed the department a proposed pre-hearing conference. Ms. DeWeese is handing it. I know we handed it to you this morning, but we're certainly open to changes, flexibility, that sort of thing. We kind of started with the hearing date and worked backwards in terms of what we see as important events.
Okay, so you're sort of treating this as an adversary proceeding.
In some sense, but I...
Is it? Is that what's happened? I don't have a copy, obviously, because it hasn't been published yet.
It hasn't been published yet. We've had a chance to review it. There are a couple of areas where we have a disagreement with the city in terms of recommendations and conditions.
Okay.
And so there are some sort of adversarial, I suppose.
Okay. All right. And with respect to preliminary and final witness lists and exhibit lists, is there any witness that anybody's going to need to depose, or is there some reason that we need to have both preliminary and final witness lists?
I don't anticipate that we're going to need to take any depositions. The reason for the preliminary and then the final is if they name somebody that we hadn't thought, you know, that flags an issue that we hadn't thought about, we want to have the opportunity to make adjustments. Or if it turns out that we can take people off the list because of what we're seeing to narrow the scope further, and frankly, I think that's probably the more likely scenario. That would be the only reason to do it. So we're not calling witnesses that aren't necessary.
Okay, well, let me start by asking, as far as witnesses go, who do you anticipate calling? And, I mean, I'm asking specific specialties.
Sure.
Specific expertise.
So we've got 12 at this point that we're looking at. The university president, as I mentioned. Well, I guess I'll start with the university representatives that kind of talk about the needs of the university into the next 10 years. So it would be the university president, Ed Lazowska, who's out of the Computer Science and Engineering Department. We're looking at a couple of deans. One of them, we won't have two or three deans, but we've got a couple of deans identified to talk about the university's emphasis on innovation and the innovation district as part of this proposal. We've got, We're looking at four witnesses to talk about the EIS itself.
You should probably take your microphone and either lower it or move it closer to you.
There. Is that better?
It's fine for me. I just want to...
to make sure it's captured. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So we're looking at four witnesses to talk about the EIS.
Okay.
Rich Shapinski at EA, who was the, sort of the general contractor, so to speak, the UW's CEPA responsible official or someone on behalf of the CEPA responsible official, depending on scheduling issues. And then we'll have a couple of folks, one to talk about transportation and one to talk about housing impacts. And then we're looking at two witnesses to talk about the campus master plan process, both the contents of the plan and then the internal planning and design process. And then we've got a couple of additional witnesses. Ms. Doherty will probably be one of them to talk about the conditions that the city is proposing and let you know which ones we find agreeable, which ones we have issues with.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we might have to talk about that.
All right.
So that's kind of what we're looking at now.
The issues that you are currently disagreeing on are probably housing and transportation.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. And so for the department, Ms. Waldman, how many witnesses do you anticipate calling?
Probably just myself and John Shaw for transportation.
Okay, so that's two. All right.
I'm sorry, can you speak into the microphone? So?
I just did. Housing, transportation, John Shaw, and me, Cheryl Walton.
Okay. Let's see. And for the Department of Neighborhoods, is there one CAC report, or is there a majority and minority?
There's one majority report, and I anticipate one representative from CUCAC speaking.
Okay. All right. 15. Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we have here. Have you had a chance, Ms. Waldman, to look at the proposed dates as far as the schedule goes?
No, not quite yet.
Okay.
I mean...
So we've got a week for preliminary witness and exhibit lists.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it.
Okay. The pre-hearing briefing that you're anticipating is on those issues that you are in disagreement with the city about? Okay.
That's correct. It's on the schedule. We were going to raise it as a question for you and just make sure nobody has it. The city has an issue with us doing a pre-hearing brief, if you would find that helpful.
No, it's fine. I don't mind one way or the other. If you want to do one, that's fine.
Great. Well, we'll do that then.
Let's see. Post-hearing briefing.
One thing that I hadn't put on this schedule, examiner, is I anticipate you'll probably want to do a site visit, and I don't know if you'll hold the record open to do that site visit.
I will hold the record open to do the site visit, and I'll probably do it on a couple of different days.
Okay.
But I will be by myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Can I ask a question about the pre-hearing brief? Will the city have an opportunity to respond?
Yes.
Is that...
Did you want to respond to the pre-hearing brief as well as do any post-hearing briefing? I mean, you obviously want to leave that opportunity open.
Right.
Okay. So suggest a date. Or, let me look here. Fourth. So, let's see. We have the UW's brief coming in on the 1st. Probably should come in before that time in order for you to have time to respond. Let's see. 2nd. So if you get your brief in by the 28th of November, I'm just checking out here. 1, 2, 3. Would you be able then, Ms. Waldman, to get yours in? Well, say their brief comes in on the 27th. Can you get your brief in on the 4th? yeah, on the 4th, as well as your final witness and exhibit list?
I think we can do that, yeah.
Okay. So let's change that date to the 27th of November. And on 12-4, it will be witness and exhibit list and city's brief. And you're calculating that the recommendation of the council isn't due until the 15th? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Which would be the 16th, because that's a holiday.
Right.
Okay. I think that's right. Okay. So that schedule as amended works for everybody?
Okay. It does.
It does.
Okay, let's see. Order of presentation. I was anticipating that somebody in advance would do a very brief overview of the master plan. I will obviously have it in advance. I will have looked at it, but I want you to have someone hit the highlights. You don't need to take a lot of time doing it. Then the next thing, first thing what we do is after that we'll have testimony from the CUCAC in this case. And that's only one report, apparently. And then we'll take public testimony. That will usually go on, and I haven't done the university master plan, but in most master plans, that will go on for the balance of the day, at least. And then we will get to the applicant's full presentation, the department's full presentation, and any rebuttal that's needed, especially concerning the issues that you don't agree on. There will be additional public testimony, and it will be scheduled because our schedule needs to be fairly rigid in order to get the opportunities for public testimony. So each day we will have public testimony at 9:30 in the morning and at 1:30 in the afternoon each day of the hearing. And then we will proceed from wherever we left off before each of those segments of public testimony. It gives people an opportunity to come over, like take a late lunch or something like that, to come over and testify. You said you need special scheduling for some of your witnesses.
Just one we're aware of.
Just one, President?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a schedule in mind?
She still needs to, so Friday morning, December 8th, that's our first scheduled day.
12-8. The very first thing?
I believe it's in the morning, isn't she?
Available in the morning, yeah. And so if we could have some certainty around her timing, I think that would be appreciated by her office.
Okay, so why don't you plan your overview and how much time that's going to take, and then have her come immediately after that?
Great.
On the public testimony, just to go back for a minute, 9:30 and 1:30, and how long do you... Is it an hour or two? How long do you plan to go?
Well, I usually plan to go. It gets to be fewer and fewer people as time goes on, except for Friday, when people will often have the day off, and then it may be longer. And so I just will generally go until we are finished. And if it ends up on the last couple of days looking like there's just not enough time, I'll have to ask for written testimony.
Okay.
But I'll play it as it goes. Let's see. And that's the only person you need to have special scheduling for? Department, any special scheduling needs there?
I was just hoping to not have John Shaw have to sit through 6 days of hearing. So.
Me too. Okay. Well, we don't... He won't need to be here for the overview. He can be here for public testimony if he wants to be, but I know you probably have boxes of it already that he has looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't need that. You're just going to have to schedule around, you know, when the testimony is going to be, and we'll talk about it at the beginning and the middle of each day, when the testimony for transportation is going to be given for the university. Obviously, he'll need to be here, and you need to coordinate with that.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. All right.
For CUCAC, I understand they'll come after the overview and after the president. So
correct.
Ballpark, when are we thinking? I want to make sure that the chairs have a time range of when they should be here.
So our I would estimate that our presentation and the university president's remarks will probably take the morning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we might be done sooner than the entire morning, but for yeah. I would say.
Should expect after public
so
testimony.
So 1:30.
Yeah.
If you don't take the whole morning, I'll start with public testimony. We'll come back at 1:30, and we are, well, I think that's when we're doing it. Anyway, I'll look at the schedule here. Yes. And so then we would go to the CUCAP.
Okay. So I'll tell them after public testimony on the first day.
Right. And all likelihood after lunch.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. around 1:30, count on that.
Okay.
Let's see. As a general rule, I just want to remind counsel that any questions for people who are testifying as members of the public will be just merely to clarify their testimony. However, if someone does testify as an expert witness as part of the public testimony, you'll have the right for reasonable cross-examination, and that person will have the right to follow up as well with comments afterward. Schedule. We will start at 9 o'clock each morning. I'll put this all in an order. There will be a 15-minute break at 10:45. There will be lunch at 12:15. We'll reconvene at 1:30. 15-minute break at 3:30, and we'll adjourn for the day at 5. That way we're not changing our schedule each day, and the public can know that when they get here at 1:30, they'll be able to testify. Let's see. I have the days reserved of 12:08 through 12:14 with 12:15 reserved as needed. Briefing, you've already covered that. So when you publish, this is normal and also in the ordinance for any of these things, any of the master plans, please send me a copy of the recommendation, report and recommendation, copy of the master plan. I need then a copy of the CUCAC report as well on that date. And let's see, all your public comment. So I'll tell you now, the master plan will be marked as Exhibit 1. The report and recommendation will be, CUCAC report will be Exhibit 2. Report and recommendation will be Exhibit 3. And all of the public comment received by the department will be Exhibit 4. And the rest of your file that you have, could you get it to us a day or two before the hearing to pre-mark? And if you have exhibits, if the applicant has exhibits that you think would be beneficial for us to pre-mark, we'll go ahead and do that in advance if you can get it in.
Sure.
A couple of days in advance. It does save time. Okay, is there anything else we need to cover?
I just want to make sure day one we have the order of events correct so we can contact the president's office. We're going to start with our overview, then the president's comments, and then the public comments.
Right.
Or we'll go into public comment until we break for lunch.
If we have time to do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the CUCAC comments, or our report, immediately after lunch, 1:30. Okay?
Great. For public comment, what's the duration per person?
I haven't decided on that yet. I usually will limit it to a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Now, if someone is actually testifying on behalf of a large group, we can certainly extend that. Are you Mr. West? Are you testifying on behalf of a substantial group of people, or how are you presenting your testimony?
We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I anticipate there'll be multiple people testifying.
Okay.
This is a large number of organizations.
Right, right. I just wondered if you had something that you had coordinated together somehow.
That we may be doing that.
Okay, well, let me know when we start public testimony. All right, there will be a sign-up sheet, obviously, for public testimony. When we get to you, you can kind of give me a sense of, you know, there were five organizations are testifying together through a couple of people or something. All right. Anything else we need to cover?
I have a question.
Ms. Walton.
So we're preparing the public notice, which will occur on Thursday.
Right.
And I think right now we just say it begins on December 8th. Do you think we should say anything more in terms of the public notice, the public comment opportunities each day at 9:30 and 1:30?
I think you should, actually. And I think you should say that first day that it's likely that public testimony. Don't say anything about the first day because most of it is going to be public testimony in the afternoon at least.
Okay.
But you could say that public testimony may not begin until afternoon because of the length of time that you're going to be taking with your overview and the president, right? Okay. And then the CUCAC. So why don't you say on the first day, public testimony may not begin until the afternoon, and then do say that public testimony will be taken on subsequent days at 9:30 and 1:30 each day. And for the duration of the hearing, and we don't know how long that is. That's the problem always.
Okay.
And I believe you always include something about public comment or written comments
that are
submitted to the hearing examiner until they close the hearing.
Okay.
I think Ms. Putnam always just puts that in there.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
For the overview, we'll probably want to pull up the electronic copy of the plan so we can go through certain sections of it
okay.
at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to use this television, and should we coordinate that with your
legal assistant? Yes.
Assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, that works. We can pull it out to where it can be seen by everybody. So.
Great.
Okay. Any other technology issues? You mentioned that was one of the things you wanted to
know. No, that was the technology issue. And will this be available throughout the hearing?
Yes.
If that's helpful.
Okay. Yes, to both sides, yes.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Caitlin had sent me the information on Friday, so
oh,
I just
okay.
sent the graphics and stuff that she sent. Hopefully the updated ones
yeah.
are all correct.
Yeah.
And what she said about the view corridors, not the one that we were talking about, but the other ones, uh-huh. some of them don't exist right now, so that's why we can't
okay.
take a picture and then show the view corridor. So
you're going to create view corridors by tearing down buildings? Is that what?
I think that's kind of what some of
okay.
them are.
Right.
So that's why we can't.
For the campus greens in particular, there are all buildings
yeah.
there right now, but
okay.
eventually there'll be view
right.
corridors.
Right, so that's why we did these.